Good morning. Hello, somebody else must be there. Must be the recorder.
Just Olympia.
Olympia? Good morning.
Washington.
Washington. Oh.
Yeah, Monty.
I've heard of that place. I think I've even heard of you. I sent you a little note this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I haven't got into my email yet.
I just said if you want me to have a particular slide out of my slide library other than the basic tools, let me know, and I'll stick it in before putting it up.
Okie doke. Any idea what you're going to discuss tomorrow?
I was wondering, actually, about... I've been reading about, and had read also what you were talking about just a little bit yesterday, and I wondered if you were going to talk about that. Because I kind of had the idea for some pictures for it. Where does this go? Discussing about the leptin, and this book is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I get into it and I can't get out of it.
I know. What you mean, but I certainly have been getting in and out of it a lot because I just keep reading it in little pieces.
Yeah.
About the insulin.
And if
I discuss it, it would probably be with a picture or something and then have you do more detail.
If I can.
Well, having you even talk about the experience of how that really has worked for you, what you've seen,
mm-hmm.
if I do the picture. And the other thing is I'm thinking I'll talk about, let's see, where's my note? The factors, these little notes, the food factors, the timing, and I have the other slides up here now. You're not on here yet.
No,
the food block, the glycemic load, the glycemic factor slides, the food blocks, according to the glycemic, I think they're pretty much according to the glycemic index.
Just let me get in there. Are you got the slide up now?
No, I did a click and then I can get in there.
Talking
about the different factors. Good morning, everybody get on the WebEx. Who's on the call?
Oh, this is Karen. I'm getting on.
Good morning, good morning. Who else?
You have a quiet group this morning.
That's right. Yeah. I think everybody waited. We're supposed to start at 7, but everybody waited wait to 7 to get on. So thank you guys who are already on. Margaret, I bet she's on. We're getting on a couple of minutes early, so we can have a little chat before we get started. I should say it starts at 6:55, shouldn't I? Chatting begins at 6:55, huh, Karen?
Yeah, well, you... I'm on here by 6:50, but this morning I'm late.
Good morning.
So good.
Nancy in Houston.
Hey, how you doing, Nancy?
I'm fine. You?
Just fine. Got another gorgeous day coming up here. I think there are clouds on the south and there's clouds to the north, but there's sunrise coming on the straight east. Anyway, I sent a note to the speakers that I'll just talk to you guys that are on here earlier. I sent a note and signed it with my artistic name, which is Rand Buzzwill, and that's for Ruth Ann Buzzard Williams, which is Buzzard my maiden name. And so I said I'm going to be using these pictures. My plan is to make all these pictures and then put together a book. And I was thinking there are several other things that I want to make a picture book for adults to teach their children is so that they can teach them. And I think that pictures are worth 1,000 words. And And so then I just came up this morning with, I would call it, a series of picture look books. Anyway, some of these picture slides that I've been putting together would go into the picture look book. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear Mary Helen. And I'm somebody else. Who else did I hear?
Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret.
Hey.
How's Tennessee?
It's kind of, it's a little bit chilly this morning. We really haven't had much of a cold winter yet.
They always said that we don't have. Mary Helen, she's joining you, head us up today. Mary Helen.
Good morning. Good morning. I see a few people on the WebEx. Are there more folks besides, good morning, Karen and Margaret and Monty? Is there anybody else check in?
Good morning.
Yeah. Nancy from Houston has checked in.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I'm in the process of doing this.
I think there's a few others that haven't said anything. And I sent you a note to let you know that we have the food block charts are on here also, and then other than that, just the regular tools. And then I wanted to know if you want me to pass the ball to you or if you want me to turn pages for you if you say something that relates.
I think you can hang on to it, Ruth, because I'm not real versed in this.
Okie doke. So 7:01 on my clock on the computer, which I think is GPS. I'm not sure how San Diego has a different GPS than up here. They must be further to the east or something.
Yeah. Well, I have 7:01 up here, too, so we're in the same bandwidth here. But anyway. Well, good morning. I know this has been a great week here. I always feel energized when the sun is out. The power of all that wonderful energy is just a great reminder that how much we need to keep ourselves in a good, positive energy place, because I think all the choices and the activities that we make every day require that we call on all of the good things that we have in our life. And I think sometimes it's, for myself, I know that I have challenges sometimes when there's problems in front of me and it's dark and dreary, and so it's if I don't have my toolbox of the things that can keep me upbeat and positive, and that includes my personal prayer life, my affirmations, the things that I'm heading towards in my life, and we visit our next weekend. I use the five pillars of health as a way for me to check in and redirect my choices for the things that I do during the daytime, and that healthy body one is a hugely important piece of this. And so
Mary Dean, you're breaking up a little. If you can go closer to the window or what it takes, but we can hear what your words are, but they're sort of chopped up or something.
Well, so are yours, Ruth. What's happening?
Yeah, so are yours, Karen, too, just now.
Yeah, we're all chopped up.
I'm going to go out and come back in on the phone.
Yeah, because everybody's choppy.
Okay. We're all... Nancy, do you want to try saying something and see if you are? I don't know about Margaret either.
Hello, how is this sounding? Can I also be choppy?
Yeah, right. It's the same as the whole call, I guess.
And this is Margaret, am I choppy?
Did you come back in again?
No, I didn't. Oh, well.
You sound fine, Margaret.
Everybody sounds fine now.
Do I sound fine too?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe one of the phones is causing the problem. Hey, how are you? Okay, well, I'll help. I'm glad that we sound fine. I didn't ever go back out. Didn't want to lose the line altogether. So,
oh, you still sound broken up, Ruth. I'm back here.
Oh.
How do I sound?
You sound fine. Karen said I sounded fine. Karen. But do I still, I'm choppy now?
Just a little. Not much.
A tiny
okay.
bit.
Okay.
Not
you guys, you, okay. Well, you guys go out and go ahead, and I'll go out and come back. Mary Helen back?
I'm back. Is
okay.
that better?
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'll go out and come back in again. Yep. Bye.
Okay. Well, there's many focus facets to this call every week. The education piece of it, this is huge. Making sure that we're keeping track on our progress. Martha Sue Urey helps us do that on Tuesdays. And a little bit of the focus that I wanted to is I know that a lot of people, myself included, and a lot of people I know, that food is a them in times of stress and fear and worry, and that sometimes we turn to food as a way to, we use this term comfort food, and I think there's a way that we can circumvent. I do think that in this journey of maintaining health, that we all know, if we're cognitively aware, we all know how important it is to do the things to this, you know, holy body of ours to keep it healthy and working for as long as we're supposed to be on the earth. But somehow in the midst of daily challenges, we make up. So this support that I see that, and that I, when Ruth asked me to do this call, that I wanted to bring to the call is use this Wednesday as a way to encourage each other and to share either how we got out of a place where we starting to maybe not make some good choices, and what did we do to kind of turn that rat back around and stay and get back on track to putting the right things in our body. And the right things in our body are the food that we eat, making sure that we're hydrating really well, and every time I have an opportunity to share with people the power of our water. We had a great example of that at our expo this weekend, talking about our alkaline water and the purity that's so important, the quality night's sleep. We cannot underestimate the power of that. For myself, that was huge. When you're not sleeping well, the hormonal systems inside your body don't do the work that they're supposed to do, and that can contribute on many levels, physical and mental level, things being out of balance, and it's going to be very difficult to maintain weight and maintain the right mindset to be healthy. Fatigue and hormonal imbalances are huge for contributing to our unhealthy state. So we have a wonderful gift with NECAN, and for myself, every time I open my mouth and share this technology and do it in a spirit of helping folks and give them relief from something, I'm continually validated that we have a hold of something here that's pretty important. So our NECAN technology is huge, but also our encouragement on staying physically healthy is really important. We do this great support when we do masterminds and problem solving with our business, but I think it's important that we do it with keeping our own personal health and mindset in the right place. So I would love to hear from individuals who have had an aha or an awareness about something that they would like to share with us. Help them keep their work towards their perfect 10 and feel good, and tips on making sure we drink and are prepared for food, etc. So
Dean, I'm really excited about this chart that Ruth has been able to bring to us. Last night, there was a discussion around our dinner table, and that chart was able to be pulled out, and all of my family was talking about what are the good choices and what are the bad. So, granted, I am able to make a difference in the way I'm eating, but what really excites me is that I'm having an impact not just on myself, but on my family, and that really pleases me.
That is exciting, Sharon. But when something that's visual like that, I think just really helps people to get the picture.
Thanks, Karen. It's pretty wonderful to look at this.
Mary, one thing Karen and I were talking about yesterday is she asked me about these potato skins. Where are these things? Here they are right here. The potato skins, he said, well, does that include the potato? And let us explain in the alkalizer dye. The potato skins are are alkaline, but over here on the other side are the potatoes without the skins, and they are acidic. So it's good to eat the potatoes with the skins. There's just so many little things we can learn.
So does it say in the book, Ruth, about what it does if you eat the potato and the skin together? Is it kind of balance each other out?
Right. Then yeah, if we have, so it depends on how much you eat of the potato, I suppose. But and I don't know if it's perfectly balanced. But I think this is what we were talking about. If we eat alkaline, and when we're eating something acidic, well, then that will put us here in the neutral pH. And I think you'd still land in the neutral pH.
Well, Ruth, I thought you said that where it says potato skin, I thought that meant the potato with the skin.
No, I think that would bring it into having them both together. You'll get into the neutral. You won't get to stay clear over here in the alkaline because that is not the potato without. This is just the potato skin over here.